जय श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत जगन्नाथ सेवा सहितो भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Today is known as the Diwali celebration, and we hear the sounds of the firecrackers. We see the lights all around. We should understand that the real triumph over darkness is when we can clean the heart of the dirty things that accumulate during material existence. We want Krishna to turn on the Gyanadipa, the light of transcendental knowledge in our heart. That is the real illumination that we seek. What does the Lord say in Bhagavad Gita? Keshavamanakam Padam Ahamayanajamtam Nashayami Akbhavasam Gyanadipena Vashvata. Krishna says, out of compassion, I, dwelling within your heart, will turn on the Ganadi, the torch of knowledge, and this way dispel the darkness of ignorance. Now we should understand clearly what is the darkness of ignorance in our hearts. That darkness of ignorance is forgetfulness of Krishna and the predominance of material desires. Material desires mean forgetfulness of Krishna. Real life means remembering Krishna and Krishna's service. Illusory life means forgetting Krishna and forgetting Krishna's service. As soon as we are not engaged in Krishna's service, then the darkness of ignorance swallows us up. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated, Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta Chaitra Yajna Sata Para. The Vishnu Shakti, the energy of the Lord, has three categories. The internal potency, Para Shakti. The marginal potency, Tatastha Shakti. The living entities. And then there is the nescience potency, the darkness of ignorance potency, avidya. Just like there is vidya, knowledge, there is avidya, nescience or darkness. When the darkness of ignorance covers our heart, we don't know who we are, we don't know why we're in this world, and we don't care. That is the great tragedy of the darkness of ignorance. We lose even our ability to think clearly about what is our situation. When we're in such darkness of ignorance, it takes something more than even those big firecrackers here to wake you up. If you're sleeping and such sounds happen, you'll wake up. But if you're sleeping in the lap, if you're sleeping on the lap of material existence, not even these sounds will wake you up. Just think about that. If you're going to sleep tonight and this sound is still going on, you may have difficulty sleeping unless you're very tired. And if you manage to go to sleep and then a huge firecracker sounds, you'll immediately wake up. But such loud sounds cannot wake you from the lap of fire. Such loud sounds cannot wake us from the material illusion. To do that, we require special sound, the Hare Krishna mantra. That is the only sound that can revive our remembrance of Krishna and cleanse the contamination of our thinking we are this body. As soon as we think I am this body, we forget Krishna. You can always notice this. As soon as you become absorbed in the bodily conception of life, Krishna becomes forgotten. Why is that? Krishna is purely spiritual. We also are purely spiritual. But if we forget our spiritual identity as part and parcel of Krishna, then we're forgetting Krishna also. No one likes to be in darkness. No one likes to be in ignorance. According to the conventional understanding of darkness and ignorance, people want some kind of education, therefore they go to school. In nations that are developing, the people are very concerned. What is the quality of education available to all the people? What are the qualities of the schools? But Krishna consciousness is far more important than any other kind of education. No other form of education can awaken persons from the darkness of ignorance. This is the uniqueness of Krishna consciousness. And the whole process is made easy because the Lord Himself helps. He promises, out of compassion, I, dwelling within your heart, will turn on the Ganges, a torchlight of knowledge. Krishna promises He'll do that out of compassion for those who want to become His genuine devotees. So don't ever feel that you have no hope to become Krishna conscious. Don't ever feel that it's impossible. Krishna makes the process possible. He explains this in Bhagavad Gita. Yoga Kshema Bhavyam. Yoga Kshema Bhavyam. I preserve whatever good you may have, and I bring to you whatever good you're missing. But Krishna says He's personally going to do all these things. In this way, we have complete opportunity to escape the darkness of ignorance. When we say the prayer, Om Gyan Chimanandasya, Gyanandasya, Chakshan Manitaminam Tajmai Shri Gurudevaya, we're offering our gratitude to our spiritual master for pulling open our eyes, even though our eyes were forced shut. Very difficult job to pull open the eyes of someone who has them forced shut. But that is the job of Krishna's representative. And therefore we offer our obeisances to our spiritual master for kindly opening our eyes, even though we were resisting out of material attachment. Let us reflect on the darkness of ignorance. How it means that we will live in Kali Yuga and try to be happy just for a few years. That's all. We'll spend our whole life trying to be happy and comfortable just for a few short years. And then we leave, and we do not know where we go next. This is the darkness of ignorance. Into that darkness, Lord Chaitanya has come to give light from the Hare Krishna mantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you can see. So the real celebration of Diwali is to turn on the Ganadi, the light of transcendental knowledge. How do you turn on the Ganadi? By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The sound vibration of Krishna's holy name allows you to see. And the more you take shelter of Krishna's holy name, the more the darkness in your heart will go away, and the more you'll be able to see opportunities for serving Krishna everywhere. Seeing Krishna face to face begins by seeing opportunities for Krishna's service. So the more that you see chances to serve Krishna, you should understand the more you are seeing Krishna. Count your good fortune in terms of how much service to Krishna you see. The more service to Krishna you see, the more fortunate you are. Just like a criminal, a burglar, is known to be very expert if he or she can always see opportunities to steal. So, a devotee of Krishna is known as very expert if he or she can always see ways to serve Krishna and increase Krishna's service. Now, another significance for this day of Diwali, you may not know. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, great acharya in our line, this day, Diwali, is the actual day when Krishna broke the butter pot and Mother Yashoda bowed into the room. This is the actual day for that. On this day, Krishna demonstrated that he's conquered by his devotee's love. He voluntarily agreed to come under the control of Mother Yashoda's love. He's not exactly bound by the rope. No, he's bound by his mother's pure love. On this day, Mother Yashoda was feeling the anxiety. What to do about my little boy? He's going into everyone's house and he's stealing milk products. Let me make some special milk products myself. Personally, I won't even let the maid servants do it. I will personally make milk products for Krishna. In this way, I can be guaranteed they'll be of topmost quality. So she had special cows that only ate special grasses. From these cows, these special cows, she got the milk that she wanted to churn for Krishna's pleasure. So the whole Damodar Leela begins and ends with Krishna's pleasure. Mother Yashoda wanted Krishna to have the best milk products. In the process of her preparing the best milk products for Krishna, Krishna threw a temper tantrum because his mother put him down while she was feeding him. She put him down because she wanted to tend to that special milk on the stove. Still, Krishna became angry like a child. Perfect, pure anger. He's just doing these things in order to provide pastimes, leela, for us to hear. He's doing these things to create a sensation. Whatever Krishna does, we talk about eternally. Especially Krishna's childhood pastimes are so attractive. We can meditate on those pastimes of Balmobile today. How it is that the Lord agrees to be bound by his devotee? How it is that the Supreme Lord performs such mischief? In this way we can see all the tendencies of human existence are in the Supreme Personality God in imperfection. Therefore, how can you understand life? How can you understand people unless you understand Leela Purushottam, the best person, the personality God who performs such attractive pastimes? Once you understand Krishna, then you'll understand all the tendencies that you see in human existence are found in Krishna, unlimitedly perfect. So Krishna can be the perfect baby, just as he can be the perfect friend, the perfect lover. He acts in all these ways just to please his devotees. And when the devotee is so trustworthy and pure, Krishna agrees to come under the control of that devotee's love. Today we can think about that. How it is that the Supreme Lord has a beautiful little baby, acts in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan are always talking about what he's doing. Whether it's mischief or submissive behavior to his mother, Krishna knows how to act in such a way that everyone eternally always talks about him. The more we talk about Krishna, the more the darkness of ignorance will fade away. That is the guarantee of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Krishna sun rises in your heart, then truly the darkness of ignorance fades away. A devotee's life is constantly an effort how to increase the presence of Krishna in this dark material world. Actually, you see sunlight, you see moonlight, you see electric lights, but still, this world, from the spiritual point of view, is considered a dark place. Real light means that no external illumination is needed. In the spiritual world, everything is effulgent. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's no need of sun, moon, or electricity in the spiritual world because everything has its own effulgence. So the fact that in this world we require sunlight, moonlight, electricity shows you once again this is a world of darkness. And then when we consider the darkness inside our heart, we realize we need the Ganadi. We need the Supreme Lord to turn on that torchlight of knowledge. Then our life can become successful. That same belly that was bound by Mother Yashoda also sprouts a lotus flower upon which Lord Brahma is born. And from Lord Brahma comes the whole universe. How could Mother Yashoda get a rope around the belly of Lord Krishna, who has no inside, no outside, no front, no back? But out of love, Mother Yashoda is going to try. She was determined to spend her whole day tying ropes together to get the ropes around Krishna's waist. Why was she so determined? She's feeling the parental rasa, the vatsalya rasa. Krishna must be protected. He must be trained. He must be educated. I'm his mother. I'm completely dedicated to raising him properly. So she got one rope after another, and as you know, each time the combination of ropes was always two fingers too short. So Mother Yashoda was astounded, not by one thing, but by two things. First of all, Krishna's waist is tiny, he's just a little boy. Why is it so many ropes are needed? Secondly, every time a rope is added to another rope, the resulting combination is always just two fingers short. These were inconceivable happenings. Still, Mother Yashoda got rope after rope after rope to buy Krishna. The elder gopis, they were smiling, watching the fun. They told Mother Yashoda, this boy cannot be down. But Mother Yashoda was determined. If I have to stay here all day until the evening, I'm going to buy him. He's my boy. So Krishna saw his mother's determination. He saw her fatigue. Beautiful description there is in the Bhagavatam of Mother Yashoda's transcendental fatigue. The flowers falling from her hair, the beads of perspiration on her transcendental face. Krishna saw that. He saw how determined his mother was to care for him in Vatsalya Rasa, the love of God in parenthood. And so he agreed that his mother could buy him. So this is the day, according to the Acharyas, when this most attractive pastime happened. That's why we sing the Dhammadharastic prayers. May this vision of Bhagavad ever remain in our hearts. That is the prayer of a devotee. We spoke yesterday about how this is the kind of liberation we want. May that Bhavu, that form of Bhagavad, ever be present in my heart. Let me have that antar darshan, that inner vision, to see that I don't need any other kind of benediction. Just see how glorious Bhakti Yoga is. I don't want liberation from material existence. I don't want liberation into impersonal brotherhood. I don't even want to live in Vaikuntha. Simply, I just want that this pastime of Bhagavad ever remains visible in my heart. The more that the Supreme Lord and his pastimes are present in our heart, the more the darkness of ignorance fades away. A Krishna-centered life is the best guarantee for escaping darkness. Therefore, devotees always adjusting his or her life. So you can remember Krishna. It's a lifetime process, an ongoing process that never ends. How to fix my life so I can think of Krishna more. Thinking of Krishna means the darkness of ignorance in the heart will become cleansed. And our attachment for the Lord will develop. We cannot escape attachment. You have to be attached to something. Therefore, your goal in this human form of life is to find the best attachment. Otherwise, you cannot escape attachment. You must be attached to someone, something. Krishna comes and presents his pastimes. In this way, he announces, I'm the best person to be attached to. My activities, my lila, is the best for you to be attached to. So today, as we celebrate the triumph of light over darkness, let us look into our life and see, what am I really attached to? What am I trying to increase my attachment for? We can beg Krishna, please turn on the light in my heart so I can see all the impediments, all the things that are blocking my progress back to Godhead. And that will be the real way, the best way to celebrate Diwali. To light a lamp outside and also light a lamp inside. Then your Diwali is complete. Are there any questions? Please remember, when you hear these firecrackers all night, such sounds are not enough to wake anyone up from the slumber of material existence. Firecrackers can be as loud as possible, they still cannot wake someone up from the dream of Maya. But just hear the holy name one time with attention, and you wake up. 하나님을 기다리는 시간 되십시오.